I'm just going to close off right now with Into the Mystic by Van Morrison, and then I'm going to hand it on over. Thanks for listening.
Chips when you were a kid?
With your hosts, Matt Moore and Matt Mastromaro.
And hey, Bruce, I'm doozing!
Featuring Massachusetts metal and punk.
All those lyrics about hell, demons, and doom. What if I told you it's all real?
And brutal takes on music, movies, food, sports, and more.
What do any of you know about being brutal?
WMFO Measure.
So the loonies are outside in the real world, and here we are with the keys to the loony bin, boys.
We'll be right back. Good morning.
Zesty.
Welcome to Rural Brunch here.
Good morning.
On WMFO Med for 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. That wasn't quite metal. That was some easy core, somewhere between.
Easy core.
Somewhere between punk and metal. But there's a reason for that.
There is.
That was 4 years strong. Here's Get Remembered.
Doherty High School's
Never
own.
Die. Rise or Die Trying. An album that came out 10 years ago.
Jeez,
which is
Louise.
Significant because they're on tour right now. But
yep.
we'll get back to that in a second. We are Brutal Brunch, back for another hour of Massachusetts metal, plus a black metal song of the week, of course, which isn't necessarily from Massachusetts.
No, it's not. It's from Greece.
It is quite Greek this week. That rhymes.
It's so Greek, it's in another language. It's
unbelievable.
So we're here. Buzzing?
Yeah. That's just sometimes,
That's life, baby.
That's community radio right there.
That's true.
The aesthetic of community radio. We'll figure it out. But anyway, as long as you can hear
Pazuzu.
As long as people can hear us, it is Pazuzu, which another thing that fired us up this week. But anyway, if you want to call in here, numbers are 855-915-9636 or 781-350-3264.
We're giving away tickets.
We're giving away tickets. Matt jumped.
Chumps.
Matt's just got to skip the rest of the intros to get right to it.
Beat you up.
First person to call in this week will win a pair of tickets to see that band we just played, 4 years strong. It is the Rise or Die Trying 10th Anniversary Tour, and they're going to be playing next weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, the 11th and 12th at Bright Music Hall. Both shows sold out. So one of your only ways to get there is to call into this show.
That's right.
Today.
Call in.
And you'll get a pair of tickets to go see 4 Year Strong. Next Saturday night at Bright Music Hall. That is March 11th. We've seen them multiple times now.
Yes.
3-4 times. It's always a good time. Even if you're like not all about that scene. Even if you're still mad like me that they got rid of the keyboardist.
Yes, I'm sad about
show.
I like a keyboard.
So again, numbers there, 855-915-9636, or you can try 781-350-3264. Phone line should be open, so call in. Meanwhile, speaking of Pazuzu. We went to Hard Trivia this week.
We did. It was awesome.
It was
at Kodo in Salem.
Kodo in Salem, which we've never seen a concert at.
No, you could also see Plagues there, also on the 11th. So mm-hmm. I'll go to the Plagues show while two lucky winners will be going to the 4 Year Strong show.
And so it's good, although there's some disputes, including...
There were a lot of disputes that night, actually. Not just by our team. So the horror trivia, I think, was run by a guy who does regular trivia.
Captain Cruz.
Nice guy.
Trivia Cruz or something.
Yeah. Like, it's not easy, but, you know, as soon as people walk in, everyone has their, like, horror or metal shirt on.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, it's on. Like, people are going to know some facts. And we were tripped up on a couple, right? Because you're still salty about the issue of how many Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre movies. The correct answer: there have been 7 movies released.
7.
And according to his this other thing is again, yeah, you don't want to get too much on person for doing one person trivia, but if you're citing Google as your source, like that night, you should be a little bit more.
I'm more like
ready with the answers. But anyway.
To me, it's more fun that, like, people are like, no, it's this, no, it's that. And he's like, yeah, okay. You know, you guys are right.
He disputed this and said there were 6 movies. There are 7. There are 8, but the 8th one hasn't been released yet.
The one that I liked was the Pazuzu Captain
Pazuzu
Howdy
Captain,
issue.
That was another, because the question was, what is the demon from...
Right. From Poltergeist.
The Exorcist.
The Exorcist.
And, so, which is Pazuzu.
Pazuzu.
Whatever you say. And his answer was Captain Howdy, which is... What she called it,
right? And that's the whole. It was like so. It's a very small Asian fusion restaurant / bar / concert venue. And he's like, "Well, the answer is Captain Howdy." And like the whole room was like, "No, it's
erupted.
Pazuzu." And he's like, "I guess it's Pazuzu." I don't know. I thought we were going to do better. We came in third place. So I'm pretty proud of it. I'm probably more proud of our team name. So,
which he didn't understand.
Which no one understands. I think the kids behind us understood.
Crispin Glover's Last Dance.
Yep.
Some people it got a murmur from the crowd.
They were like, "Oh, Crispin Glover, his Last Dance. It's good."
That's the thing. If you call in, you have to tell us about Crispin Glover. You have to understand that reference, number one, and you have to tell us your favorite Hawthorne Heights song.
What is the best Hawthorne Heights song?
Other news: New Lich King is coming out
good.
On my birthday.
Fantastic.
4/14.
That's
17.
Amazing.
New Lich King album.
With the original singer or with the tour singer?
Tom on vocals.
Okay, good.
And
I mean, they're both good.
Yeah.
They're just very different sounding.
So we have that to look forward to. I think, we played one of the songs a while back when we could play it uncensored, back in our night days.
At nighttime.
Our truly dark cult days.
It's pretty cult in here right now. The lights are off.
Cut the S word. So yeah, we have metal history coming up, the unpronounceable counts of calendar,
mm-hmm.
Brutal or Not Brutal,
mm-hmm.
Black Metal Song of the Week coming out of Greece,
mm-hmm.
and again, we're giving away tickets Numbers here, 855-915-9636, 781-350-3264. Now we're going to play you some new stuff from the band Crowfeeder. This album, No Flowers, releases on March 24th. You can pre-order it now. And we're going to play you Devil's Name. So again, this is brand new Crowfeeder, Devil's Name. You're hearing it on Brutal Brunch, WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. We'll be right back.
federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Bounce out, over now.
That was Oxblood Forge. Welcome back to Brutal Brunch here on WMFO Midford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. Again, that was Oxblood Forge with the song Vultures, and you can find that track on the Amps vs. the Ohms Death Kiss compilation. And before that, we had brand new Crowfeeder, Devil's Name, off of the upcoming album No Flowers, out March 24th, and you can pre-order that now. And we're still giving tickets away to see 4 Year Strong Saturday, March 11th.
Get again, your tickets.
Numbers here are 855-915-9636, 781-350-3264. And
Dude,
now this.
This week in metal history.
Welcome. February 26th through March 4th, this week in metal history. Stuff that I found enjoyable. February 26th, 2007. Man of War, the loudest band in metal, releases their 10th album, Gods of War. Man of War, obviously your power metal band from the 80s. God of War was supposed to be the first in a series of albums, concept albums about various mythology and gods, but they didn't get to them because it's busy. As we were discussing earlier, Man of War won the 1984 Guinness Book of World Records for the loudest band ever recorded, a feat which they topped, I believe, twice. Also famous for the saying, death to false metal, which is hilarious and good. Man of War's Gods of War album is good. It's kind of returned to their roots. It's very, you know, it's power metal. It's good. This is Odin off of Man of War's, this is King of Kings off of Man of War's God of War. Shout out to Triple H, of course. We're talking about X7 before we got in, so. I'm gonna let this breathe a little bit. The album cover for this album is also, it's chef's kiss good. It's just like sweaty men with swords and nude ladies and dragons and stuff. It's good. It's my aesthetic, as they say. Death to false metal. February 26, 1985, Anthrax releases their debut album, Armed and Dangerous. Pretty much a straightforward thrash album for this era. I mean, Anthrax obviously changes a lot and has a lot of different sounds as they move on and on. Matt, are you an Anthrax fan at all?
A little bit.
They're fine. I like them. I think it's fine. This is like a very straight-ahead thrash album, though. Like, no funk, no rap rock, no pop, just like yelling and fast drums. And it's fine. This is Raise Hell off of Armed and Dangerous by Anthrax. The song is almost 32 years old.
I feel like there's a similar vocal thread in your metal history.
Is there? Do you think that I have a scheme to just play classic old-timey metal on the show? I am.
This is your vocal range.
I'm shocked that you would say this. Especially when the next band is Saxon. March 1st, 2013, Saxon releases their 20th studio album, Sacrifice. Saxon returning to their kind of heavier sound that they were known for in the early 80s, late 70s, early 80s, when, all the guys from, like all your black metal teens were going to their shows and being like, we should do this. We should totally copy them. This is Wheels of Terror off of Sacrifice by Saxon. It's fine. I don't actually like it as much as I like other Saxon things. And the music videos are very, like, Disturbed fan-esque because it's all just, like, footage of tanks and stuff. I'm like, come on, whatever. Just why isn't it about, like, demons and, like, knights?
Death to false metal.
Death to false metal. Speaking of false metal, March 2nd, 1984, This is Spinal Tap is released. Matt, do you like the film Spinal Tap?
Tremendous.
I'm going to assume no. Oh, you like what? It?
I don't know. Assume no.
Because you don't like anything. What's your favorite song from Spinal Tap?
I actually don't have I don't have a favorite song by them.
Well, I mean, no, I'm not saying like what's a song you like listen to when you're like just trying to get away from it all.
I'm just saying in general.
All right.
What's your favorite song? Do you have one?
I do. My favorite song is Sex Farm by Spinal Tap. Because it's outrageous. And the scene.
Have you ever thought of updating your act? Whatever you want to call it.
What's good about it is this scene plays out, I believe, in an old age home. So, like, and they're just on stage with like 10 old people trying to eat dinner.
Yep.
And they're like, "We're Spinal Tap, but this is the song Sex Bomb." It's a song I often sing to myself as I'm kind of walking around, like, living on a sex farm, plowing through your bean fields. speaking of my vocal range, March 2nd, 1981, Iron Maiden released the single Twilight Zone off of the album Killers. I'm just going to play it in the background. It's a good song. It's fine. I mean, I don't know how big of an Iron Maiden fan you are, but this is an amazing song. But not as amazing as the album cover, which is a lady, or the single cover, I guess, the art for the single. It's a woman sitting at, like, a vanity, like her, like, you know, makeup vanity. And then behind her, or in the, she sees in the reflection, what's in the reflection, you ask? A skeleton. You know? Think about it. Death is coming for us all. Speaking of which, March 3rd, 2011, our good Finnish boys, Children of Bodom, released their 7th album, Relentless, Reckless, Forever. It's good. We were talking about this album earlier. It's a little too clean for me, like, in terms of, like, it's not as... The sound isn't as warm. It's too, like, I don't know, technical.
I just thought Blood Drunk was so good, and then this album came out. It was kind of like the same thing.
Yeah.
I know that all the albums are kind of the same thing.
I mean, they're all kind of the same thing. This sounds very much like Killswitch. This is what I thought this album. Yeah. Especially this part.
Right, yeah.
This is Shovel Knockout, Children of Bodom.
This is was this the first album where they didn't do a cover song at the end?
I don't think there's a cover on this, which is also depressing. Because that's what's fun about them is, like, they play this kind of stuff, but they're, like, fun-loving guys, you know? Yeah. Like, so you are, like, having a fun time with them as opposed to, like, no, we're serious. Like, right. We are serious about this.
They cover Hit Me Baby One More Time. On Blood Drunk, they covered Ghost Riders in the Sky.
Oops, I Did It Again.
Oops. Oh, that's right.
Forgive me. Yeah, that's amazing.
We also Pat Benatar song. I forget which one now.
The one Pat Benatar song. Whatever. It's not that Love one. Is a Battlefield.
It's not that one.
Love is a battlefield.
But I've seen them live. That they are fun.
Yeah,
they're a bunch of drunk Finnish dudes.
They're like cool guys. Like, they seem like a fun band.
Sweet keyboard.
March 3rd, 86. This is going to close out metal history. Metallica releases the metal classic Master of Puppets. Pretty much like, if you've heard a hit from Metallica, it's probably off of this album. Because you got Master of Puppets, Damaging, Disposable Heroes, and obviously the title track. This is a great album. This is just unarguably a great album. If you said this is the greatest album of all time, I'd be like, that's fine. Like, I agree. It's like one of those things where there's no right answer.
If I say it's not even the best Metallica album.
Okay, that's fine. Well, what is it? I was going to say, this. The only thing that's missing from this album is Saint Anger. So that gives it minus points because it doesn't have Saint Anger. Why? What would you say is the best Metallica album?
I think Ride the Lightning's better than this.
That's fine. I just like the songs on this album better. It's one of those things where it's like, this would be an acceptable answer, you know? Like, it's a classic argument in the video game world where you're like, if I said Tetris was the greatest video game of all time, you could probably pick games that are better, but you'd be like, okay, like, I can see that argument there. Everyone played it, blah, blah, blah. Another fun fact about Master of Puppets is when I was a young jerk, did a radio show, not with Matt, because he wouldn't have enjoyed this, but the show that used to come on after us was, like, in a feud with us, so I would play the song as we walked out, because it's 9 minutes long, and I was like, you know what, I don't like you guys, so sit there and listen to this. That's going to do it for this week's Metal History, Matt, and we're going to let this play in the background.
Calendar. Very quick. It's even shorter than last week. But anyway, there are four shows this week, four metal shows in the state. Thank you, James. Tomorrow night, March 5th, at O'Brien's, you can say Hadion, Baring Teeth, Mollusk, and Greylock. Tuesday, March 7th at once, it's Power Trip, Iron Regan, Glory, Prison Hit, and Hardware. Iron Regan features guys from your good boys from Municipal Waste.
Good.
And
would it
Friday,
be Iron Regan then?
Yeah, what did I say?
Regan.
Regan? Iron Regan.
Iron Regan.
Reagan. It's a combination of Iron Maiden and Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
That's how they got their name.
I gotcha.
All right.
I think you said Regan.
Whatever. Still thinking of the Exorcist.
I'm always thinking of the Exorcist.
Friday, March 10th at the Palladium, you can see this terrible band that nobody likes, Overkill.
What?
Overkill. with Nile.
What?
Texas Death March.
Can I show you something I have on my phone and just show it to you?
Curse Strangler needs a manicure. Swarm of Eyes, Graviton, and Black Absence.
Swarm of Eyes.
3065 Live. It's March Malice, not to be confused with March Madness.
Ooh!
March Malice with Divided Life Degrader, Regime, Hive Mind, Dividing Skies, Burn Book, and Cold Days with a Z. That's your concert calendar.
I had screenshotted an Overkill song that I was listening to show it to you, but I can't find it. Hey, that's a pretty good concert calendar.
Yeah.
What about the 11th? Is that on there? Is that Saturday?
We're gonna do that next Saturday.
That's right. We're gonna do Saturday that day. You're right. You're right.
We got rules.
You're right. Are you ready now for?
We're gonna turn it over back to Matt for
the true cult.
I'd say like we talked about this before. If you had to pick an entrance song, entrance music for yourself,
and if it wasn't "Everybody Hurts" by REM.
It would be this. So take it away.
Which is Rotting Christ's Enigma. Rotting Christ, everyone's favorite Greek black metal band, did this song entirely in Aramaic. Znigmar is allegedly, because I don't speak Aramaic, forgive them, they know not what they do, which is, I believe, what Jesus said on the cross. I don't know why I wanted to listen to the song today. I just really like it.
Whole album's so good.
I was just in a bad mood when I was picking black metal song of the week. So, do you want to do the black metal drop? Do the drop?
Did you have the Megadeth story, or was that somebody else?
Oh, I can do the Megadeth story. They were on tour with Megadeth in 2005. Mustaine refused to play the concert in Greece because Rotting Christ were there. And Mustaine's like a noted kind of conservative. And is libertarian, but like religious conservative also.
Some libertarian hypocrite.
And then Tolis, the lead singer, said, "I didn't expect something like that from Dave Mustaine because, you know, he's supposed to be metal, you know, metal band, all metal. I just feel sorry for him now and every new Christian with new ideas because we think Christianity is the worst thing to happen in human history. This is a well-organized trick in order to control society. So when I see someone that's very much Christian, that's full of the system, we feel very sorry for him because he is not free." So
not free.
Dave,
Grammy
Mustaine
winning Dave Mustaine
roasted by Tolis.
By the Greeks,
and our boys at Rotting Christ. God bless them for just being weirdos.
Support Rotting Christ, support the Greek economy.
Yeah, support the Greek economy. Holy moly. Black metal sucks. Do the drop.
What?
You suck.
You suck.
All right. We ready for Rotting Christ?
I am.
Here we go. Black metal song of the week. Zenigmar, Rotting Christ, Off Rituals.
Yeah.
And welcome back to Brutal Brunch.
These guys are serious.
That was the latest from Repkire. One of many bands I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing right. But that was Act, Reenact, off of their upcoming album, Do Not Divide, which will be out March 17th.
That was awesome.
Before that, quite heavy.
Yeah.
Before that, we had some Rotting Christ.
Yeah, we did.
That was Zay Nygmar off of Rituals, which came out last year.
Great album.
Yeah.
What is it?
Spinatron is telling me they're both on the same label. That would be pretty incredible. I don't know if that's true.
Interesting.
So, yeah, we are just before we get into.
First of all,
Brutal Not Brutal.
Do you nerds want these tickets or no? Call in for crying out
loud.
Don't
make us look like a-holes now. We have two. We still have a pair of tickets to give away for next March.
Brighton 11th. Music Hall.
Brighton Music Hall, 4 years strong. Their 10th anniversary tour for Rise or Die Trying, which I know all the.
Old people?
All the true cult for your strong fans are like, this is the best album. This is the only album.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Come on.
We have a pair of tickets calling. Again, the numbers are 855-915-9636, 781-350-3264.
This is for a show this Saturday.
Yeah, not tonight.
Not tonight.
Next Saturday.
It is sold out both days. You can't get these tickets.
People are posting on the event page being like, I need tickets, and they won't let us post on it, being like, we have tickets.
Yeah.
So this is the only way you can get them. You gotta listen.
Someone sold a kidney to get into this show.
I wouldn't be surprised.
They sold their own kidney.
So, Brutal or Not Brutal this week.
This is brutal.
So,
Rotting Christ is brutal. Freckle Cara is brutal.
Rotting, yes. Let me actually, I gotta call up a video so you can familiar yourself with it.
With the turkey video?
First is the turkey video. If you saw this week, somebody recorded a video holding their phone the wrong way, but I digress.
Scumbags.
there was a dead cat in the middle of the road, and there's video of, I don't know, a dozen turkeys all marching in a circle.
Marching around it.
It was like trying to...
Very fast.
After they hexed Donald Trump, they were hexing this dead cat.
Yeah, the hex kind of works because Jeff Sessions is going to be in violation of the Logan Act.
Yeah, we're not political. It's just gotten too boring to do political stuff.
You guys know the Trump administration. You guys know our takes.
Brutal stuff. So
sad.
The voodoo turkeys marching around.
Voodoo turkeys.
Everybody knows, everyone's like, this is awesome. And then anyone who like studies turkeys is like, they're just kind of stupid. Like, one turkey will be like, this might be dangerous, so I'm going to see what's up. And then the other ones will just follow the other turkey.
Yeah. Yeah. You let your science prove this, Matt. Why were they walking around the cat in a circle fast to the exact beat of a voodoo
that
ritual?
That's true.
Why?
The song they were listening to the show last week and we signed off with Voodoo.
Yeah, that's the thing. If you actually looked who was taking the video, it was Sully. he was taking the video and he was commanding the turkeys with his magic.
Can you imagine? Because he was in that movie like some like Army of the Damned or something, some
was
zombie
he Queen
movie.
Of the
he
Damned?
Was in it. He was not. Unfortunately, he was busy being king of the world when that movie came out.
Yeah, man, he was famous.
But
now he's on the Mad Fisherman Show.
So anyway, Brutal or Not Brutal? The Voodoo turkeys.
It's brutal. It's amazing.
Where's my little thing here? Do you want me to still do the quotes, the drops?
I would love it if you did a brutal quote for me, please.
All right, let me do this one.
A real brutal.
Yeah, the turkeys brought that. That's the thing. If you watch the rest of the video, the cat came back to life. And he said, turn now from your god. And then the video turned off, so.
Never know. But yeah, check it out if you haven't already.
Terms of service.
A little bit of politics here, but... let me see if I can dig up the name. Actually, while I do that, why don't you talk about Thunderfrog being gone from Chikara?
Yeah, Thunderfrog, our favorite Thor-esque Chikara wrestler who wields a giant hammer that no one can pick up and causes people
except
to fall over.
Except him,
and Icarus picked it up, but only
that
once.
That was nonsense.
Get only Icarus once, like when the Hulk picked up Thor's hammer, Mjolnir. But yeah, he's moving on from Chikara, which we were thinking is like... I guess that makes sense, but I mean, it seems like Chikara is like kind of bleeding talent right now.
The people that got us into it between Thunderfrog and
Thunderfrog's
Cotton
out,
Belly,
Kimberly's basically out. Yeah, Blaster's
Kimberly.
Out.
Yeah, Kingston.
Yeah, but I mean, like they moved up to TNA, NXT. So I don't know. Like the indies and wrestling are getting weird. Like it seems like it's just going to be like Evolve and Beyond, and then like. Maybe Ring of Honor, but Ring of Honor is like, what? Where do they? Who do they have now?
No, they still get your boy Adam Cole.
Yeah, okay.
Still champion.
Fair enough.
And the tag team scene there is pretty sick.
That's true. I do like the tag team scene and War Machine, obviously.
It was very unfortunate. The first Chikara show we went to, Thunderfrog, literally got murdered.
He was killed
before coming
in
back.
In Revere.
And he was murdered in Revere, Massachusetts.
Yep.
And we were watching with some.
A guy who thought it was real.
Yeah, some guys older than us who thought it was real, yelling at the referee. He had a few sodas, I think.
Great visual, though. The hammer was left in the ring, and like no one could pick it up.
And a lot of people there, it was their first Chikara event, because they never come that far, like North Shore. And people were like, what's going on? Is this going to be explained on the DVD?
Nope.
And then, but that was, anyway, we're just going down a wormhole storyline.
Great show. But, I mean, Brutal. I mean, I hope he does well. He's like a funny wrestler.
Not Brutal, he's gone.
I mean, it's sad for Chikara, but I hope he does well for himself.
Not Brutal, you know.
And so now we are ready to discuss
this Elizabeth Warren shirt. This awful shirt.
So, Brett McCabe, who I'm not really sure who he is, but, he was all jacked up, as a lot of people were, about the Nevertheless She Persisted incident that happened with your boy Mitch McConnell. And he decided to make a metal-themed shirt with Elizabeth Warren with some fancy metal text. Old English
like
metal
old
text.
Old English script.
with a black and white photo of her, you know, doing her point, like she's emphasizing a point.
Mm-hmm.
Fight for change. 100% of the proceeds go to ACLU if you buy this. What are your thoughts on this?
I like that all the proceeds are going to the ACLU, but it is like the most embarrassing shirt I've ever seen. Like, I hope they make money off of it, I guess, but it's just like, it's just embarrassing. I don't know. It's something, it just strikes a weird chord with me where
would you wear that shirt?
No.
Would you wear that or like a purple graphic Undertaker t-shirt?
Purple graphic Undertaker shirt. I mean, that's where I'm at in my life. But yeah, I mean, good for donations, but just bad. Like, I don't know. We're getting the co-op thing, but I don't like the concept of like infantilizing and like star worship of our politicians who are essentially our employees. I want them to just do their job correctly, and like I will applaud them when they do it correctly. But like, they're like, oh, Elizabeth Warren is bae, is like kind of like, you might as well scratch your hands across a chalkboard and, like, you know, break glass, because that, it just,
you don't,
it's
think
like
Bernie
a trigger
is
word for me. No, it is not. He is my employee. Anyway.
But, what was I going to say about that? But it's also become a thing, because there's a whole, these, like, slogans happen, these incidents happen, and they get immediately branded.
Well, so he's
and exploited. And it's just like, you're not.
Well, there's still Boston Strong.
I mean,
shirts,
if your
like
donations
everywhere.
Go to ACLU, sure, that's helping. But like, your T-shirts or your handbags or whatever.
Well, who knows when that shirt design gets stolen and put on Redbubble or whatever, and some guy in Indiana is making $10 off it or whatever the heck.
Right. I like the first quote of Metal Sucks is, "Look, I'm a fairly liberal dude, but this is a stupid idea."
I think that was what I sent you when I saw this.
Like, okay. So our final determination on Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren is brutal, but this T-shirt.
It's the most brutal thing ever.
No, I played the wrong one.
Oh, you blew it.
I blew it. Over. Show's over.
Oh, God.
We got canceled. What? Oh, because I...
Powerful political
Danbury
statement over here.
Danbury, Connecticut is more brutal.
By Matt Moore.
Danbury, Connecticut is more brutal than this t-shirt. All right, last one.
This is my favorite story of the week.
So, you
and I just heard it
so
5 minutes ago.
First of all, I want to... People should hear this grindcore band, this Japanese grindcore band.
Yeah, people should.
Called Viscera Infest.
Oh.
Like a four-piece.
I like the spikes on this guy's.
Look at that!
Holy moly!
I mean, you can't see this on the air.
I'm visually describing what's happening. Infest. There's a lot of flying V guitars. There's a lot of spikes.
That's just
the lead singer
stuff.
Is a large man.
He is a very large man.
I like and, that also.
Well, this is the. Cockroach moshing, as you can see. So anyway, there's this new phenomenon in Japan with this grindcore band called cockroach moshing. And it's literally...
It's a great visual for the radio, but I mean, it's amazing.
The band gets a cue, and people literally lie down on the ground and just shake their arms and legs, flop it around like a cockroach on its back.
That's fun.
Maybe the greatest thing to ever happen to metal.
I hope they bring that over to the States, but then like some hardcore kid will go spinning
Stomp
wheel kick
them.
Someone in the face or something.
Right.
But, like, doesn't that just seem like a fun time if you were like at a wacky show like this and the people just started laying on the ground?
If you can look up this video, it's on Metal Sucks, Metal Injection everywhere.
Oh my God.
Metal Hammer.
What's the name of this? Visceral Infection?
Viscera Infest.
Band of the year.
And the name of the song, I'm just going to spell it for you.
Can you please give me the kanji?
Oh, they changed it. They changed the article. But it's like para cockity yada yada yada. It's like a bunch of capitalized words or capitalized letters. It's not Japanese. It's just like it could be translated. But look it up. It's hilarious. So we're going to say cockroach.
Oh, it's so brutal. It's the funniest thing I've ever seen today.
Oh. Nothing's working.
So brutal. It's the most brutal thing ever.
There you go.
So thank you. That wraps up Brutal or Not Brutal.
Good one. Bisser and Fest?
Yes. So that wraps up Brutal or Not Brutal. We've gotten through most of it. We sell these tickets. Nobody's going to call and nobody's going to get to go see
it
for
you. You guys are not going to see it. We're going to be cockroach grinding.
Yeah, you're going to miss the cockroach mosh and a Brighton Music Hall next Saturday. Don't know what you're
get on the floor like a cockroach. That's what I would
say. That's literally what he said. The guy.
Is that what he said? Is that the translation?
The big guy in Japanese Amazing. Said that with Amazing. His giant wrist spikes.
Amazing.
All right. We will play you now some new music from Wear Your Wounds. The latest from them, of course, that is Jacob Bannon's solo artistic project. And his album comes out on April 7th. WYW, which stands for Wear Your Wounds, self-titled. This is also the title track named after the band and the album, Wear Your Wounds. Again, Converge playing Boston Calling.
Yeah.
This doesn't sound
like it's not very Converge-ish.
No. So here it is, Weary Wounds on Brutal Brunch. Was Wear Your Wounds from the band Wear Your Wounds off the album WYW, Jacob Bannon's new project. You can see Converge at Boston Calling, not his solo stuff. We are done here. This is Brutal Brunch, WMFO, Medford 91.5 FM, streaming live on WMFO.org. Stay tuned for Mike on the Mic coming up next. We will be back same time, same place next week. We will sign off with some Greylock. You can see this band tomorrow night, March 5th, at O'Brien's Pub. And this is Factory Suicide Nets off of The Validity of Abandonment. Stay brutal.